Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'd like to find out where can I get the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine?
I don't think we will have that information, but I'll check for you. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Oh, listen, can I finish? Could I talk to you a little further?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to take the vaccine. My problem is, according to my doctor, I cannot take the Pfizer or the Moderna. I need to take the Johnson & Johnson. It's a little different composition. And because of my anaphylaxis, I cannot take those other.
Okay, so you can't take the Moderna or the Pfizer, correct?
I cannot, no. The only one that
okay.
I can is the Johnson & Johnson, and I'm trying to find out where can I go to get it.
Yes, ma'am. I will check for you. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So we haven't received information about where the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be distributed at. So we actually don't have any information about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay. I know that...
Now, I can't... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, please help me.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, a good person to contact to see where they can refer you to actually get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is maybe your physician. But I know because we're just a hotline, an emergency hotline, we actually don't, they haven't really given us a lot of information on the Johnson & Johnson. Only information we have about the vaccine is the two shots, which is Moderna and the Pfizer. So those are the only ones that we have a lot of information about, but not the Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. I have tried to register every place, USA, and this 855 number, you know, that is yours. But they told me if I register now, I am registered for the two that are out. And, you know, doesn't make any sense because I'm taking somebody else's place that might want to take those two. So I just don't know what to do. My doctor said, you know, I have to, since this morning, since 8 o'clock, I mean, since last Saturday, I knew that Johnson was approved. I've been trying to call everybody. I'm 79 years old, so I just don't know what to do.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I do apologize about that. I just know because we're just a hotline, so honestly, we don't have a lot of information about the Johnson & Johnson.
Right.
Like I said, the best person to get in contact with is probably going to be your physician because he can actually refer you to someone that will actually give you the Johnson & Johnson vaccine shot. But I know we don't really have a lot of information on the that shot.
Right. I even called the Mobile Health Department, you know, the city of Mobile, everybody, but I haven't gotten any place. So I just don't know if I just should forget about the whole thing. You know, it gets to the point that I have tried so hard, I don't know what to do.
Right. Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize. Have you contacted your physician?
No, since he told me, you know, not to take the two because I might go in shock and, you know, I know in my system, he said, don't do it. So I need to follow his instructions too. Otherwise, you know, I would have taken the whatever was available, but I didn't know then. So... I just don't know.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And I do understand. Only thing I could recommend is your physician give you that information, but I know we wouldn't have any information as far as the Johnson & Johnson.
Would you think that you have some maybe tomorrow?
I'm sorry, you said, do we have, repeat that?
Do you have any
for
more
me?
Information tomorrow if Mobile has it or not? I mean, they already said that the Mobile was getting 4,100, you know, vaccines. So I really need to take one of them.
Did you want to register for Mobile? I mean, you can if you would like. We have a vaccine hotline that you can register it.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I did this morning. But they said... Now that I'm registered, it is available, and they are going to call me for the Pfizer or the Moderna, and that's not what I can take. Yeah, I can register. I even went to the USA. I had the website, and I was talking to the lady, and she said, no, you registered. You are doing it, you know, Pfizer or Moderna. So I haven't been able to register because of that. You know, they tell me, if I register now, I'm registered for these two that are available most every place, even Walmart or Sam's has. Sam has it, and the Walmart has, but I cannot take those.
Right, so, yes, ma'am. Yes, I do apologize about about that. But we can, only information we have for the shot is the Moderna and the Pfizer, of course. But we haven't got any information as far as the Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow you might have some, I hope.
Well, I hope too, but I don't think it'll come that fast. Maybe next week I can say, but I know for sure we wouldn't have any information tomorrow either.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, no problem. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.